Welcome to the On Purpose Show with Susan Reeve and Rick Hansen. For compelling conversations, opening doors to discover and live a life work that's alive with passion and purpose. And now, here are Susan and Rick.
Hi, this is Rick, and a warm welcome to today's episode of the On Purpose Show. Hey, Susan.
Hi, Rick. Glad to be with you again, and it's going to be another exciting episode. I love the title of this show, Live Your Life Like It's Golden.
I do, too. It just kind of makes you stop and want to hear more. And, you know, we know that in the midst of uncertainty and even the busyness of life, that, you know, it's easy to get caught up and to forget that life is a gift. So what can we do to really come back to that and live it like it's golden?
Yeah, and so we have the perfect guest to be talking with us about today. Our guest from the UK is Maria Karpasidis, and she's known as Maria Kay, and she's an international deep transformation facilitator and motivational speaker. She's also the author of a book titled Done with Diets, and she's the creator of Live Your Life Like It's Golden Retreat. She has been guiding women around the world to find happiness and inner strength in the midst of those crises that we face in life, teaching them how to reconnect with their own personal power through self-care, spiritual practices, and to awaken that inner guru, ultimately leading her clients to successful relationships, financial prosperity, and business and health success. So welcome, Maria.
Hi, both of you. Thank you. It's such an honor to be here. I'm so excited.
We're so happy to have you. And the question we'd like to begin with is really hearing your story. What have been the turning points in your life that have led you to work that you're passionate about and that is aligned with your purpose?
The short version of the story is I've been through many turning points in my life, and what I've found, you know, it all started really from a very young age, mid to late teens, when I suffered with my relationship with my body and food. And I struggled then for a good number of years with eating disorders, and that was around the age of 18. I remember being in my bedroom with a Louise Hay book, and I believe it was You Can Heal Your Life. Mm-hmm. And from that very young age, I started to realize that there was more to life, and that there was always the golden lining, perhaps, to any crisis or trauma or uncomfortable period of time that you might have been going through in life. So that was kind of what kicked it off. I can't say that I nailed it back then. Clearly, I didn't. I then went on to experience difficulties in nearly all areas of my life. So that first phase was kind of my body, food, body image, you know, my kind of how I felt about myself in that way and on a physical level. I then moved into going through some really difficult times with my relationships. I was, you know, I came from a very, what I call severe cultural background. And I use that term because it was steeped with shoulds and shouldn'ts and, you know, very many expectations that I was almost born into. You know, you need to be married by a certain age, you need to have, you know, I remember having a conversation with my father in my mid to late teens and just trying to express to him how much I really wanted to travel and experience the world at large. And he turned around and said to me, well, don't you just want to get married and have babies? So having been... It never really was, you know, well, you will do this and you will do that. But because of the whole powerful energy of the culture, I was kind of swept along with it. So married at a very young age, had no clue how to conduct myself in a relationship. The relationship that I had with myself still wasn't healed. So then had two beautiful children. The marriage didn't really, wasn't successful. You know, it taught us what we needed to learn at the time. So then I went on the journey of understanding on a deeper level how to be in a relationship and also how to create successful, joyful and blissful relationships. And then as the marriage ended and I moved into the next phase, I then ended up, I found myself in bankruptcy, you know, really struggling financially. And so then I went on a journey of understanding, healing and learning all about that area and phase in my life. So I feel like I've kind of ticked off, you know, if you were to sort of label different areas of life, I've kind of ticked all those boxes off. And so they've all been major turning points in my life. But what I've found the main theme that's ran through nearly every area as I've grown, expanded, learnt, been cracked open, as it were, and then come up emerging, you know, bigger, stronger and better, has been this deep yearning for true freedom. The kind of true freedom that I feel that really as all as human beings, that's what we're here to experience, is whatever that unique relationship that it might be for you with freedom. So, and that's something that I implement every day, and I always ask myself, you know, are these thoughts, is this decision, is it helping me to expand, become more free, or is it limiting and keeping me stuck?
And was there a point when, a distinct point, or did it just happen over time, where you knew that the way you're serving with work now was the fit for you and that was the thing you were here to do next?
That's a good question. It's been a juicy journey, I have to say. And I've always felt that where I've been, because I've been, you know, if you're a creative soul and you are a spiritually minded, heart-centered, passion-based in what you do, in anything that you do in life, I started to find that I would transition rather quickly through those phases, perhaps professionally. And my threshold for staying in a situation that was uncomfortable for me wasn't high at all. You know, I'd sort of get the inkling, I'd get the feeling that, okay, I've learned what I needed to learn here. I've taught what I've needed to taught perhaps in this arena. I've reached my capacity, or I've maybe blazed a trail, you know, created a pathway for others to follow through and continue with that work. So it was never there have been some really key, unforgettable moments for me, but from a very, you know, young age, I was quite good at hearing the messages, understanding that, you know, this is the nudge you need, right, and now it's time to move on. And you don't sometimes see it for yourself, but from, you know, many conversations I've had with many different people, they often were, they would marvel at how quickly I would just move through things and get on with stuff and maybe jump from one thing to another. So that can be sometimes be perceived as being flaky or non-committal or however you want to see it. But there might be listeners out there who are, you know, with us today, you know, relating to that. I will say that one of the biggest turning points really that's brought me, you know, to where I am today in the past sort of 5 to 7 years was after I traveled to Africa to be of service. It was something that I really wanted to do. It was part of a program that I was on with, I used to teach mind, body, soul and holistic dance therapy, and I was a master trainer in that arena, and we all went out into Africa to teach this modality to women who were suffering with HIV and AIDS. And it was an amazing trip. We really gave all that we could, although I do believe that I received just as much, if not more, from these amazing women. And when I returned to the UK, I was passionate about going back and creating, you know, more of what we'd already done and taking a team with me and just being more and more of service. But as I settled back into daily life, I started to get really strong guidance that my work on that level actually needed to be here in the UK and in the whole of the Western world, that there are women and men and children and teenagers who were struggling and suffering with literally no help at all, nowhere to turn, no guidance, no support, and that I needed to really step up and understand that although, you know, Africa, I mean, it was Kenya that I was, and I spent that time in that whole summer, although that, you know, they're in a state of dire emergency, we are also in an equal state of emergency here and in the Western world too. So that is when I actually took a huge leap of faith, and it got to the point where it was, I would have these, you know, this inner dialogue, really, you want me to quit this stable thing over here that, you know, that's, you know, keeping me going and, you know, supporting my family, you want me to just quit that and you want me to do this? I have no idea what it is. I don't even know if it's a thing. But I was so very guided, and I'm so happy that I really did listen. So I'd say that was probably the biggest turning point that I can bring up right now. And I actually was, given a very strong verbal message one night. I'm not sure if you guys have ever had that, where you don't argue with that. You just don't.
Yes, I'm familiar with that. You've said so many things that I want to explore further. One of them is I'm curious to learn a bit more about the work that you're doing now.
Okay, lovely. So now what I do is I work with people who are feeling the pull that there's more to life as they know it. And I will say at first, as I said to you guys earlier on, that I was baffled. I was in the space of almost confusion. You really want me to do this? I have no idea what it is. But I followed the breadcrumbs and I pieced the puzzle pieces together, and it soon became very, very apparent that what I was being led to do, of course, you know, I was able to draw on, you know, my past training, my past studies. Luckily, I'd studied psychotherapy and counselling, and I was able to bring that into what I do, and also study, you know, more modern modalities. Also went in and just literally read every single book you can imagine, attended webinars, seminars, you name it. I'm really committed to my own spiritual practice, daily practice, which I believe has shaped who I am and how I show up, not only in the world for my loved ones, but also for the people that come to work with me. So really and truly what I do is, as you sort of mentioned in the brief bio at the beginning, Susan, that I am very passionate about reigniting people's personal power. I don't really have any fancy terminology or fancy strategies. I don't really believe in, you know, top tips or anything like that, because as I work with each individual person or group of people, it's almost a co-creative dance, and I love to use the word dance because I come from a dance background as well, and there really is, it's just an amazing way to put it, that as we're in the space, whether we're working virtually via the telephone, Skype, a webinar, seminar, face-to-face, whatever, you know, the setting might be, that the universe is there almost guiding the session along. And, you know, if we're having weekly sessions in that, you know, in that particular program, then it's just so fascinating how as soon as the person will commit to a journey of transformation. And that's why I love the term deep transformation facilitator, because I don't teach anyone anything that they don't already know. What I just do is remind them, so reignite what was already inside of them, because we're all born powerful, blissful, full of, instant manifestors, creators of our own reality. You just watch any child, and I've worked with children for many years as well, and they've been great teachers for me, as well as the animals in my life. And I think as human beings, we do a very good job of complicating life. So a client will enter into a deep transformation program with me, it's just such a beautiful process to watch how things that need to come up to be healed, cleared, simplified, understood, perhaps even the lessons, because I could sit and teach, for hours on end and talk to people about what's happened to me, but unless they've understood it for themselves, it's never quite the same. So I love working in all different settings. As I said, I also love to combine one-on-one sessions with group sessions, because I think the way we show up in a group, it's especially when we're just coming out, perhaps we're going through an awakening process, or a deep transformation process, perhaps we're breaking free from old patterns, old conditioning that we've maybe had growing up, or even in our adult life. When the platform of a group setting is provided, inside of which their peers are going through exactly the same transformation process, it's almost like a practice. It's almost like a training ground, a very safe, sacred, loving, unconditionally loving space for everyone to continue to grow and find their footing, find their grounding. Practice being authentic and being who they really are without apologizing for that.
Mm-hmm. Maria, you mentioned that, or when Susan introduced you, she mentioned that, retreats are one of the things that you do. Anything that you want to say just about the way that retreats can be a place of transformation?
I'm glad you mentioned that. The retreat that I've designed, the way I've designed it, or downloaded it, as I like to put it, because I'm sure you guys understand that, as we create, it's more of a download rather than a sit and sort of, rack your brain as to what's going to come out of it. So, is that I noticed that as a mother myself, a very busy woman, a woman who perhaps has stuff still to heal, because we all have, just the pressures of life can, become so overwhelming. So what I wanted to do was provide a space that was easy for women to say yes to, and it's easy for them to say yes taking that time out of their diary, away from their commitments, whatever they may be for them. So I select luxurious settings locally to them, within around 2 hours of a journey. And it works so beautifully because it means that they can easily say yes to it. They haven't got to overhaul their life to get there. And I love to honor the part, especially for the ones that I run for women only, honor the part of us women that loves to get pampered and loves to get glammed up and loves to, look really, feel really good, whatever it is for you. I mean, I always send out in the preliminary email, for the Saturday evening, pack what you need to pack that makes you feel amazing. If you want to pack a pair of stilettos, then please do. If you want to pack a pair of sneakers, then please do. Whatever it is for you, and just know that this is a practice ground for you to live more authentically. So what happens in those spaces over those weekends or weeks, I sometimes run them as weeks, full weeks as well, is we provide the space for the women to just stop for, you know, for a minute and maybe just take a look at how their life got to where it is. Because very often we just lose track. And it happened to me, and I was in an unhappy marriage for 10 years, and I didn't realize, you know, when it ended, my family and relatives turned around and said, well, why didn't you tell us? Why didn't you ask for help? And I actually said, because I actually didn't know that it was so bad. So in the space that I provide, it's a welcoming safe space for whatever needs to come up to be addressed or healed or looked at, for that to be possible. But I'm a huge advocate of re-empowering. So what, you know, whatever needs to come up will come up, but then we go in and, you know, give them the golden key, as it were, you know, that you have the power inside of you to shift this, as long as the decision's been made. And then we go about the whole weekend or the whole week using sound therapy, movement therapy, all very fun, all, you know, with a big sort of theme of fun. And marrying the kind of spiritual development with the personal development world, which I've noticed on my journey, and I've, you know, been to many groups and attended many webinars and seminars, that, you know, I'm just loving how the two can really complement each other. So that's what I'm passionate about, is marrying those two elements in and, you know, allowing women and the guys to walk away with, you know, really, really kick butt tools that they can implement come Monday morning, that they can start putting into practice as soon as they leave the venue, so that their life can transform. And I always say, clear old blocks on the Saturday or in the beginning part of the week, and step into your own personal golden power in the second part of the retreat.
Mm. Maria, just listening to what's included in your retreats, I feel a sense of renewal. I want to make sure that our audience knows how to get in touch with you. Maria's website is www.mkhealthwellnesslifestyle.com. And Maria is offering a very generous gift to our listeners, which is a complimentary discovery session. And if you are interested in scheduling that, you can contact Maria directly at mariakdiscovery@gmail.com. And in the subject line, put on purpose discovery, and then Maria will get in touch with you directly to schedule your discovery session. So there is a question that we ask all of our guests, and my guess is that you have a wealth of them. I'm going to ask you just for one small step our listeners can take this week to experience greater empowerment in their lives.
I think the one I'm going to settle with today, and that's really speaking out loudest to me, is don't do it alone. So my offering, my invitation would be to, you know, put your hand up and ask for help. Contact that mentor. Get on the webinar. You know, watch the YouTube videos. Grab that book, whatever, you know, whatever route it might be for you, or even speak to a trusted, you know, friend or family member that you know will listen without judgment.
Maria, a really quick question, because it was so generous of you to offer to do a free consultation with our listeners. What are the big challenges that the people you work with tend to be facing when they come to you?
People don't feel as though they're enough. people feel they need one more certificate, one more qualification, they need to get the right business cards, the right logo, the right website. You know, I'm never enough. And they'll put off what is a perfectly amazing service that they have or way of being of service in the world. They hold it back. They hide it away. They, you know, stall it. They sabotage it. And that's something that I see so often. And this is why I'm passionate about, you know, reigniting everyone's inner guru, because, you know, you are good enough.
And so one final question is, what gem of wisdom would you like to leave our listeners with who are on their journey to a life of passion and purpose?
The agreements that we made before we were born into this physical body are almost, it's going to sound really far out, but are almost none of our business, because it was pre-agreed, right? So if you're interested, if you're passionate, if you are, you know, if you see something or get into a subject or, you know, think about a subject and you get so excited, a little bit like I am now. So whether it's, you know, drawing, sculpting, singing, being an energy healer, whatever it might be for you. And just if you're passionate about it, just understand that this is exactly where you need to be. Whatever your talent, ability or passion is, you owe it to the world to overcome your block, whatever they might be.
Maria, that's a perfect note to end us on. Thank you. And thank you very much for joining us and joining us from all the way across the ocean.
Okay. Another great episode of the On Purpose Show. And we look forward to your joining us next week. And remember, when you're a member of our insider circle at theonpurposeshow.com, you automatically are entered into a drawing for a book.
Join Susan and Rick next week right here on the On Purpose Show, and join the conversation at facebook.com/onpurposeshow.